SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Tonight's edition, Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius Channel 159. Lisi in the cockpit tonight. Carver out on assignment. He'll be back tomorrow night, but fear not. Hipper Bell and I have you locked and ready for tonight's action. Game number 5 of the NBA playoffs. We have the Boston Celtics, Dallas Mavericks. Dallas did step up at home in game number 4. They move it to game number 5. Uphill battle. Have been close within striking distance, but have yet to pull a game out. There's a couple of ways you could play this right now. Total in the game is 210.5 minus 110 either way on FanDuel. Dallas a 7-point dog plus 225. Boston minus 275 on the money line. I do feel the Mavs potentially can be live tonight. Did take them on the money line. Stepped up with my guy, Kyrie, 30 plus and 4 threes. I believe that in order for Dallas to win it tonight, they need Kyrie to step up. Forget Luka. I'm all in on the Wiley veteran. He did have 35 plus a couple of nights ago. I think he could do it yet again. I know he hasn't played well in Boston, but I think that in order for them to win tonight, it is Kyrie, so we'll see how that plays out. The other way you could potentially play it, and it's a complete long shot, is I did take Kyrie as a lottery ticket 2 nights ago, and I wish I would have pulled the trigger. He was plus 260. Okay, 260-1 to win the finals MVP. He's down to plus 150 now. Remember, he started this prior to the series at just around 24-25-1, dipped as low as 18-1, and then ballooned as high as 260. Wish I would have pulled the trigger. I believe that was Friday night. Over the weekend, they bought it down. I did jump on it this morning at plus 150. So 150-1. If they're going to win 4 straight, hey, maybe it is Kyrie, and somehow, some way, you could get a lottery ticket. $50 does pay $7,500. So gamble at your own risk. I did take Kyrie tonight. I think they are live. Maybe potentially PJ Washington over the 10 points is another look. So we'll get you prepped and ready. Tip in just about 20 minutes. Major League Baseball. A lot of games underway right now. Cardinals do have the 1-0 lead over the Marlins. Bottom 6, Marlins with 1 out, runner on 3rd, so potentially that's an opportunity to tie that matchup up. Phillies all over the Padres. Bottom 5, runners on 2nd and 3rd, 3-1, and asking for more, nobody out, so we'll keep you updated on that. They might have scored. We'll let you know. Boston all over the gutless Toronto Blue Jays. 4-1, bottom 3, in-game total is 10.5, juice to the under at minus 122, minus 700 for Boston, playing very well. You want to take a shot on the Blue Jays, they're plus 460 at home. Pirates playing very well. They're 4-1 right now over the Cincinnati Reds, bottom 3, 1 out, in-game total is 10.5. I did take a shot on that, alter that up, I believe, to 11.5. We'll see if they can get through that. Braves and Tigers, no score. That in-game total, bottom 3, is 5.5. Even money to the over. Braves minus 220 favorites. Tigers plus 172. First pitch just right there in Chicago. Chicago minus 122 on the money line. Giants minus 106. High total. Wind must be blowing out because it's 10.5. Juice to the under slightly at minus 128. So we'll see how that plays out. I'm on that over. Mets and Rangers about to get started. Rangers minus 134. Mets plus 114. Total is 8.5. Juice to the under. And then the 2 late games, you got Angels and Brew Crew. Dodgers and Colorado. Colorado, that total is 12.5 with the Dodgers. They limped in terms of their last few games against Kansas City. Hopefully they could break out in Coors Field. 12.5 juiced to the under at minus 122. I did take it to the over. Maybe Betts, maybe Freeman, maybe the usual suspects can break out, even money over the 12.5. I altered it, I think, as high as 16 and a hook. So we'll get you locked and prepped and ready. I'll tell you what Matias has. You want to join in on the conversation tonight? We'll be with you all night long. 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. Matias is on PJ Washington over 1.5 3-pointers. Pritchard over a half in terms of 3-pointers. Luka Doncic over the 32 and a hook. Kyrie over the 2.5 threes, and PJ Washington over the 5.5 bounds. So that's one of his parlays. We'll root it in because I'm on Kyrie for the three, so hopefully he can come through in regards to that. A big weekend that passed, a lot to get to, and I'll give props out to my partner. Let me tell you, he told me all week that Bryson DeChambeau at 20-1, 18-1 would be live into the weekend. I said, Lease, you got to root it in for me. I said, no problem, brother. 55-foot chip shot to go and hoist the title over gutless Rory. Happy for Carver. I know him and Cam did pick that. Great pick. The Golf Syndicate just continues to churn on the grid. Great job by Carver. He deserves props. I give him a lot of guff for putting with the golf, but if you have listened to the golf picks on the show, hopefully you're making some money because he's on fire. The kid's eating with 18 loaves under each arm, and rightfully so. He does his homework, and he comes through yet again. UFL Championship. I brought this up briefly. I'm only going to have it in the open. Birmingham and Skip Holtz have done a fantastic job. They beat San Antonio. I thought San Antonio would at least be live, plus the three, plus 142 on the money line. You want to talk about a gutless effort to get shut out. Wade Phillips, again, Carver was right, has never won a big game in his life. They get shut out, but Skip Holtz has done a fantastic job. 32-4. During his tenure now in Birmingham, he is the assistant head coach to David Braun in regards to Northwestern. Forgot that he's even coaching in college because he's taken this organization under his wing. Just done a fantastic job in terms of just working with different talent. Birmingham has done that. Adrian Martinez, the journeyman from, you know, Nebraska and Kansas State, steps up. He wins the MVP, handed the trophy by touchdown Tom Brady. 98 passing yards, 54 rushing yards. But he wins the title. I think he completed 12 of 23 passes. They shut out San Antonio 25-0. And say what you will about the UFL. Maybe it's not the most exciting, but it does get these players prepped and ready in regards to the NFL training camps. Is Adrian Martinez going to make an NFL roster? Probably not. But some of the skilled players, some of the defensive talent potentially has the ability to maybe catch on as a role player. And that's what you want to see. You know, back in the day, I remember Tommy Maddox playing in the XFL. When he went to Pittsburgh, became NFL Comeback Player of the Year. Did have a second life with the Pittsburgh Steelers after playing in regards to the XFL. So you never know. You never know what can happen, but it's great that another season under the belt. I doubt it was watched by a lot of people, but again, the more that it sticks around, 3-4 years down the road, you never know in regards to that. We got a lot to get to. The Edmonton Oilers did make it at least a potential series. The hockey, Matias and I nailed it. Matias did for the most part. I got the Bobrovsky 30 saves on Friday night, but Matias just killed it in regards to the hockey goal scorers. That game sailed through the total, the 5.5. Florida did get the win 4-3, but he had like 4 out of the 5 goal scorers for the game. He just nailed each and every one at plus money. I mean, a bunch of nobodies to start. We do have game 5 on the horizon, so we'll get to that. We're just getting started in Carver and Lisi, baby. This is what it's all about. The long off season. You better stay where you are. Keep it where it is. We're coming right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A lot to get to. Let me see now. 6-1 Phillies all over San Diego. They're looking for more. That total was, I think, 8.5 in terms of that. I am on a couple of parlays. I did put the, it was 9.5 for Philadelphia. So 6-1, bottom five, they got 7 in. That was a juice to the under, 9.5. It was minus 104 to the over. So I jumped on that. Red Sox add some more. Let me tell you about these Red Sox. I know everybody said they weren't looked at and viewed at 77.5, 78.5 were the win total this year. But all they do is play competitive baseball, beating up on a team that I actually thought would be there in the end in terms of Toronto, just totally inconsistent. I mean, top four runners on first and third, that total was 7.5. They already got 5-1 top four. They're most likely going to sail through that total as well. So we'll see if we can get this in. I did take a flyer over 11.5 Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, over 12.5 Giants and Cubs, and over 16.5 Dodgers and Rockies. Just wanted to have a shot, wanted to have something in it. I told you I took Kyrie, NFL, NBA Finals MVP, 150-1, and I do have a parlay. Mavericks money line, Kyrie for 35 and 4 threes. So that pays $28.59 because I had it with the over in the Yankees altered last night with the Red Sox 11.5. That was plus 215. So we'll see how that plays out. If we don't get it, don't worry. There's more games on tap. Gamble at your own risk, obviously, but hopefully we can make some money. Again, I talked about Joe. Carver.
Yeah?
What do you got?
I'm shook right now. So we got Mavericks money line right here. We're not taking the points. We're taking in the win outright.
That's what we have. I have the Mavericks money line. Now, I got a plus 220. You could get a plus 225 now. Not much movement in regards to that. But I played. Here's the thing. If they win tonight, right, it's a huge long shot for them to win four in a row, right? We know that. It's never been done. It's not easy in any capacity. I think Philadelphia just homered, if I'm not mistaken, again. I don't know if they did. I have to see that right now. No, 6-1, they have 12 hits. But you might want to look, I mean, on top of taking the money, if you believe Dallas can win tonight, you might as well take a flyer, either Luka at 14-1 or Kyrie at 150-1. I mean, and the only reason why I say that is it's going to be one of those two guys, right? So why not just take a shot? You're getting better odds than plus 225 and to win the series right now, right? Where's the series price? Let me just see if I can get it. I think the series price had them at 8-1, if I'm not mistaken, prior to the game number four, right? So, I mean, do you see any way, if somehow, some way Dallas wins it all, do you see anybody outside of Kyrie and Luka getting the MVP, Matias?
No, absolutely not. If the Mavericks come back and win this series, Luka Doncic will be the MVP. And looking at what he did last game, you know, I think that's the blueprint for them to win is Luka needs to play well. He needs to play at an elite level, Joe. You know what I mean? When they won their game, how many points did Luka have at the end of the first quarter? His number was over 8.5 points at that point in the series. 8.5 points in the first quarter. I think he finished with a 14 in the first quarter, and you know that he just smashed it in that night. So I think tonight, if they want to win the game, they have to feed Luka. Luka has to get going in the first quarter. He can't be passive. He needs to be in attack mode from the second that the game tips off, and he needs to go that way the entire time and stay out of foul trouble. And you know what happened at the end of, what was it, game three, where he fouled out with 4 minutes to go? You know, I don't think he'll be making the same mistakes now. And it's do or die for the Mavericks now, Joe. You know what I mean? They understand that if they lose one more game, that's it. They're not NBA champions anymore. So their back is against the wall, and they understand they got to win the game. You know, no ifs, no buts, no nothing. It's win or go home. It's like the NCAA tournament. Win and survive.
Yeah, well, you want to talk about which NCAA tournament are you talking about? The basketball or the baseball? Because I was on the Seminoles Friday night. They had a 9-4 lead, and they lost it in terms of the top of the ninth or bottom of the ninth. It was amazing in regards to how they blew that game. They had a 3-1 three-run lead heading into the bottom of the ninth, and they let it slip. Unbelievable in regards to that. Those college baseball games are ridiculous. So they're about, I'm telling you,
that's
I watched the whole game.
That's the first time
we weren't on Friday.
That's the first time
I
even
talked
college baseball. How much did you lose on that? Did you have
not a lot, but I had it in a parlay, and I needed them to come through, and it was top nine, and it was bottom nine, and I'm like, I got this, right? I got a 3-run lead, and Tennessee came through gutless Florida State. Carver's right. They're dead to me. They can't win anything. I mean, they've been in this tournament like 24, 25 times, 27 times. They haven't won a national championship since, like, I don't think ever. I don't even know. Go back to the tape. Maybe it was the 90s. I mean, the gutless. Gutless
performance. They rip your heart out, Joe. They rip your heart out.
I know. Right now, a slight money coming in on Dallas. They knocked it down from 7 to 6.5. Again, it doesn't really matter. Again, you know, Mattia said it. Dallas has to win the game. There is no tomorrow. So for me, the 215, 220 is more appealing. And I'm riding with my guy, Kyrie. Hopefully he has a huge performance. If he puts in 40 tonight and they win, right? And then all of a sudden he puts in 30 in game five and it's tied. And then somehow is the leading scorer in game seven. That 150 comes in for me. Right? I mean, there's no way they're giving it to Luka then. That's the only scenario I have. I want to have the flyer on Kyrie somehow, some way, that if he could pull it out and have a huge performance, there's my lottery ticket. I wish I would have had it at plus 260. Amazing. Don't worry. We're coming right back. We might even sprinkle in a little NFL action right here on Carver and Lisi. Coming right back. Keep it where it is, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Love it. Rockstar, great movie, great premise. It's what it's all about. You could do anything you put your mind to. Don't forget that. That's what I tell everybody. Another bomb. I think it was Schwarber in Philadelphia. 8-1 now, Philly. So right on that total, right now that in-game total is 11.5. Juice to the over at minus 152. The Phillies all over the Padres. You want to take a shot? Plus 5,000 on the Padres right now. They got no shot to come back in Philadelphia. They were playing good ball, too. Mattias, in regards to that, I think it was Schwarber, dead center. He sat dead red, about a 400-foot blast. Unbelievable. So, Phillies playing well all over San Diego right now, 8-1. Other scores, Pirates 4-1, top five. That pregame total was 8.5, so hopefully they can get through that. 5-1 Red Sox. Now Blue Jays, first and third, bottom four. So they're threatening right now. So we have some life in regards to that. New York Mets up 1-0 on the Rangers. And then the Giants and Cubs, no score, bottom two. So they're flying in that game in Chicago. I guess
Joe, I think we have a parlay option right here. Joe, we have about 14 minutes left to get this ticket in. You know, it's the Dodgers. I see their price dropping to minus 160. I know they're on the road against Colorado. I don't care, Joe. It's the Dodgers. 44 wins on the season so far. I don't care who's pitching. I think we should take the Dodgers, and we should parlay them with the Brewers, who are playing in Anaheim against the Angels, who, come on, Joe, the Angels are one of the worst.
Here's what we'll do. You ready? Here's what we'll do. Let's lay the 1.5 with the Dodgers, minus 113, and let's take the 6.5 with the Mavericks. And I'm going to take Kyrie for 30. Okay, I'll do that.
How about let's say Kyrie over threes and not for 30? I don't feel he gets a 30 tonight. I feel like he hits around 25, 24 points and he has 10 assists.
I can't. I think he throws at least four threes. It's against my religion. I can't do it because, again, if I go with the threes, he's been a little inconsistent with the threes. I know he's been a little bit better this series than last series, but I'll go with the 30. I'll go with the 30. Do you feel that confident in the Mavericks, or you want the points?
I'd want the points. I'd want the points.
If the Dodgers break out, then let's take the over in the game. Let's take the over. I feel confident. It's even money. We could get through 12.5. I'll do that. You sold me. I'm in.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's I'm go. In. I'm feeling it, Joe. Let's go.
Matias, you're like a bad influence. You're like Rob Lowe in that movie. You're terrible. You texted me all weekend, Euro picks. Again, I don't follow them. I should, because you're on fire, too. You and Carver with these exotics, you know, and you know, the games that I'm playing straight, you know, here we go. I'm in. You got me in. I'm in. Here's the parlay.
Yeah, I'm going to give you some more Euro picks later on the show. I'm going to give you some more soccer picks for tomorrow.
Did you lay the 174 with the Dodgers, or you laid the run and a half?
No, I took a money line because I feel like I have the worst luck whenever I take baseball teams over a run and a half.
Well, if you like them that much, you got to love them minus. I believe they could bash them tonight. So minus the 1.5 over the 12.5. And then I took the Mavericks with the 6.5 and Kyrie with 30. That's it. We're in. Didn't take much. We're in. Good luck and God bless. This is what it's all about right here on Carver and Lisi. Coming right back, NFL action. We'll talk about it. Keep it where it is, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Big game number 5 down in Beantown, Boston, and the Dallas Mavericks. They're about to get underway, I believe, if they haven't started already. I'm trying to find this game. Boston right now, let me just see. Did they start it? No. 8:35 Eastern, so we're about 2 minutes to tip. Hopefully we can get this started soon. Boston minus 260. 210.5 is the total. You see some of these crazy numbers? All right, so let me see if I can get you in, Matias, the way you suck me in on this. You want to take? Do you want to take a shot on Luka 50-plus points tonight at 28-1 as insurance?
No. You know what? If I was to play anything exotic with Luka, it would be him over 40 points. 40-plus. I wouldn't get greedy with 50. I wouldn't mind going 40. After the 40.
They don't
points.
Have 40. How about this? Though they They're do, cooked. But 10-1 for 45.
Yeah, 10-1?
Crickets. I got crickets.
10-1.
Right,
you know, I don't mind putting a few bucks on that. Why not?
All right, so wait a second. If you think Luka's the guy, wait a second. You like Luka, I like Kyrie, right? So if we can't get you Luka and you're trying to sell me on Kyrie threes, how about Luka threes? 8 threes is 18-1. If you don't like 8, how about 7 threes at plus 750?
How about 5?
5 threes.
5 is the magic number.
Yeah, but again, I'm giving you, here we go. I'm giving you these specials, okay? These are like exotics, right? And you're going for like the small appetizers. You're going for like the pigs in the blanket, and I'm trying to give you the caviar. I'm trying to give you
all
the...
I just want money in the account, and I don't want to be angry later because he got 6 threes instead of 7. You know,
then why don't we do this? Just as insurance, let's take Luka for 50.
You know what, Joe? Why not? You know, you got me so... I'm the one that talked up Luka in the beginning of this show saying how many points he had in the first quarter in game 4. And there's no reason for me to start saying, you know, maybe not, maybe not. You know what, Joe? Let's go. Luka and Kyrie, Kyrie and Luka. We've been using the formula the entire playoffs. Let's not run away from it now.
Okay, so what do you think? I put it in 50 for 28-1. So what do you think about Luka tonight? You think 40 is the number? Because I don't think 40 isn't as appealing to me. But let me see here. Hang on one second.
I think that's the number. I think he needs to have a great game. And if the Mavericks win and Luka Doncic has 38 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, you know, he's going to be the star of the game.
He's only plus 380 for 40. He's only plus 380. So if he gets 40, why not 50?
Because there's not enough time left in the game, Joe. You know, that's the thing. He can only score so many points each quarter.
Luka for 40, and how about Kyrie for 30? Let's see what that brings. 27-48, and the Mavs to win.
I don't mind that, because if that's what they do, they're going to win. You know what I mean? I don't mind that one bit, because if they put up those numbers, the Mavericks more than likely win the game. So
okay, so we're in.
It's an extra boost.
Maybe. All right, so we're in. Maybe it's Kyrie and Luka. All right, we're in on the stupid bet. Here we go. Gamble at your own risk. He's worse than Brad Pitt. What's his name? Lowe. Rob Lowe. You're wearing the leather jacket out there on the West Coast. Carver is a little bit bad. You're bad. You push me all in.
I like this pre-built SGP. Moneyline Mavericks. Luka Doncic have over 30 points, and the game to be over 209, so it has to reach 210. That's plus 500. That's an SGP I don't mind at all. It's attainable.
I guess. We're in now. That's it. We need Luka and Kyrie and Kyrie and Luka. All right? Finkel and Einhorn. Just think of it that way. Okay? This is it. Me and you, we're driving in the seat. I'm driving the motorcycle. You're in the sidecar tonight. All right?
I love it. Bad boys for life. Let's go.
Bad boys. Bad boys. Yeah. Bad boys. You watch
what
the
movie.
What
you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Let's go.
All right, and we have the Dodgers, right? You didn't take them. I did. You pushed me in on that.
You know, Joe, you talked me into it. I took them over a run and a half at minus 110.
All right, well, don't look now. The Cardinals have scored, and I have over 7 in this game. So 4-1, Cardinals break through against the Marlins. Top 8, runner on first. So that total was 7. Can I get 2 more runs to at least push? Can you get me there, Johnny? Let those hands go. Let those hands go, Johnny boy. All right? Come on. Let's go. We have a shot here. This is it. I don't need the interviews. I don't need to see, the fans. Just throw the ball up in the air and let's go. All right? Now, I did say we were going to talk about NFL action, okay? So, did you see that the Bengals signed T. Higgins? Let me just say this. T. Higgins, to me, it was a move in the same thing like Saquon Barkley. He wanted to stay in Cincinnati. He believes that the Bengals do have the opportunity to compete for a Super Bowl. He knows that as long as he steps up and he plays at least 15 games this year, he's going to produce over potentially 1,000 yards, and he has the opportunity to make a playoff run and then get his money in 2025 and beyond. And I think it's a smart move. I understand he could have went out and could have signed for maybe $27, $28 million a year with another team, but you don't play with Joe Burrow. You don't play with Jamar Chase. And this is a team that when he's in the lineup, they have an opportunity to knock off anybody on any given night. So already 7-1, Matias, to win the AFC Championship odds. It's basically T. Higgins saying, you know what, guys? Hey, Joe. Hey, Cincinnati. I'm only sticking around for 1 year, but you know what? Let's give it a ride. Let's see what happens. And if it doesn't happen in 2024, I'm gone. It was nice knowing you. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's a win-win for both parties.
Joe, it's a win-win as long as he doesn't get hurt.
It's not like he's not getting paid, though, Matias. Oh, in and out for the 3-ball with Luka. Oh, he had a chance to start fast.
You're ahead of me,
in and out, it rattled in. That's terrible. All right, all right. But it's a win. Well, you say that if he doesn't get hurt. But if he gets hurt, he's still getting the $21 million. $22 million, whatever he got. All right, maybe he's not going to maximize it, but he's still got to play the game no matter what, though, Matias.
Look, I like that he's staying with the Bengals because obviously it's always funner when you're winning, right? You know, if you're playing a winning brand of football, if you're winning football games, you're going home happy. You're sleeping better at night. You know, you're enjoying going to work in the morning and showing up to practice with the guys. At the end of the day, that's the long-term goal, right, Joe? Being happy in your workplace, knowing you're going to get the ball at certain points in the game, playing with a quarterback that isn't going to get you killed, and your career is going to go to shreds. You're right. It's not a bad move, but at the same time, if he tears his knee up or if something like that, and I hate thinking like that because as an athlete, you shouldn't think like that. But when you're a guy who's maximized your talents and have put yourself in the driver's seat to gain as much money as you could possibly gain, at this point of his life, you know, you kind of have to take that. But if nothing happens and he plays great football this year, the Bengals win the Super Bowl, then guess what? Next year, you're right. He's going to maximize even more than what he could have this year.
No, I understand. It's a tough situation, right? Because everybody looks at the money situation, but they don't look at the team goal and the potential to win it all. So that's where I think T. Higgins made the right move. It's not like he's getting $5 million. He's getting 22 plus. So we'll talk more about it on the other end right here on Carver and Lisi.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Still in the first. They're underway. 6-2. Unbelievable. 4 minutes in. Kyrie's got no points. I think Luka's got two for the Mavs. We'll see. Right now, trending to the under. The in-game total right now is 201.5. So down about 9 points from opening tip. -390 for the Celtics. +280 right now. We'll get you updated. Looks like neither Kyrie or Luka going to come close to 30 at this point. PJ Washington eating on the boards, though, according to Matias. So we'll see how that plays out. Who knows? We need a miracle. Nobody said we're going to win by a shutout. We're down
9-2. What do you think, Joe? What do you think about the MVP right now? You know, Jrue Holiday off to a nice start here in game five. I always lose count of this thing. Jaylen Brown came into the game as a favorite at -210. Nothing was sold, you know, nothing is sold for MVP just yet. If the Celtics win, I just wonder who takes it. If Jrue Holiday puts up 25 points and the Celtics win, do you think he possibly takes the MVP over Jaylen Brown?
It's possible. But I'll tell you this, I'm not looking Boston. I'm not chasing right now. The only way I'm playing the MVP market, and it's a good look. I understand people want to take Boston to win and they want to play the MVP market. But I think I don't know if they would give it to Jrue Holiday. I think it's Brown right now. I still think Brown would get it because he's the more recognizable name. But you never know. I mean, if Boston does win and Jrue Holiday has a big night, then maybe he could just pull through in regards to that. We will see how that plays out. For me, I'm only playing the Dallas side. I know it's you know, sort of go big or go home, but that's the only way I see value. I don't want to chase. I don't want to guess. The problem is it's so objective, these awards. Right, what you and I might think or not what, you know, people might think, or I believe, you know, I also believe there's the way, hey, here's a bag of cash under the thing, vote, we need this. We need this, so here's a bag of cash, here, you know, we'll give it to Al Horford, you know what I mean? Here comes Horford at 12-1, getting it. You're dealing with a bunch of people in the media that are voting on this. Matias, you can't, these things are so objective. I hate betting on them. The only way I would bet on it is if, like I said, Kyrie at 150, 200-1, where if he goes off tonight and they win, and then he goes off on a heater, I'm hoping that they give me the cash out, or I cash the ticket for 50% of what it's worth. That's the only way I would do it. It's so objective. Do you really think they're going to give it to Jrue Holiday over Tatum and Brown? I don't. No matter how good he plays.
You know what, Joe? I kind of do think they could, because Jaylen Brown hasn't been perfect every single game this series. You know, it's been.
But it's Jaylen Brown, isn't it? It's like a body of work. It's almost like the Heisman Trophy.
But Jrue Holiday's been one of the most consistent players this entire series itself. You know, he's been the guy. Not like the guy scoring-wise, but the guy defensively. The leader on the court. Making big shots. And look at this game right now. Whenever the Celtics have played their best ball and really dominated, Jrue Holiday has dominated. And if you look at the box score, Jrue Holiday right now is already 3-for-3 in the first quarter. 6 points. Jaylen Brown 0-for-4. 0-for-2 shooting threes. 0 points, obviously. You know, if Holiday keeps putting up the numbers and he keeps producing in this game, and they, you know, let's just say the Celtics pull up by 15 to 20 points this quarter and they're hot and Jrue Holiday has 20 points, it wouldn't surprise me if they give him the MVP. He is also a guy who's won a championship before with the Milwaukee Bucks. You know, he's been there. He's been here. He's not afraid of this moment right now. And as far as P.J. Washington, three bounds in the first quarter into this timeout with 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. His number was 5.5 tonight going into the game.
All right, so there you go. You nailed it again. I'm cold as ice when it comes to this. I've been close, but I've been cold as ice. I can't hit the broadside of a barn. You and Carver have been on fire. No points for Kyrie. I mean, they have 2 points. Who's got it? Is it still – who's got the 2 points? Is it Luka?
It's Derrick Jones Jr. Derrick Jones Jr. has the only points for the Mavericks.
This
big timeout.
Terrible.
You know, the thing that I don't like the most is that them giving Al Horford that open three right before the timeout. You know, the guy that you just don't want to get going is Horford. It seems like when the Celtics are just, moving left to right, up and down the court, Horford's drilling threes from everywhere. Didn't he have like 8 threes in one of these games in this finals?
Yeah, I mean, old man Horford, you can't give it to him. I don't know. I really don't know. To be honest with you, we cut it to 9-4. We're getting 8.5 in game. I mean, if you liked it at 6.5, you got to love it at 8.5. No? I mean,
well, there we go. Luka gets those 2 points on the board. They got to get him working down low, Joe. They got to get him the board, and they have to get him in the paint. They got to make him go inside. I don't like how right away how the game started. The first thing we see is Luka going for 3-pointers, 0 for 3 or whatever. Kyrie 0 for 2. Just taking bad shots. It's like, what? Get in the paint. See the ball go through the hoop a couple times. You know, make your position down low, and then work back, you know, work yourself out to the outside. I don't like the way that the Mavericks came out in the first quarter, and it's a must-win game. Kind of dumb, in my opinion, but that's what happens when you win by so many points the game prior and you never miss. You think you're not going to be missing for the rest of the series.
Well, Dodgers up 1-0. Hope you jumped on it. We took the -1.5 runs over the 12.5. 1-0, top first, one out, runner on second. So hopefully they could convert there and just bash the Rockies. That would be absolutely phenomenal. So we'll see how that plays out. Matias, no score in the Cub game. Dead under right now, bottom three. We got the Reds and Pirates, 4-1, top six. We got the Reds threatening, first and second, and the Phillies are bashing the Padres now through that total, 9-2. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number one right here on Carver and Lisi. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Feel like selling Kyrie right now. 16-11. Guy has no points. Amazing. Look at this. PJ Washington. We got all these scrubs scoring for the Mavericks. 16-11. 4:21 left in the first. This total is getting smashed. 202.5. Total down 8 points. 265 on the money line for the Mavericks if you want to take a shot. 7.5 the in-game number. 16-13, again, no Kyrie. Is it Luka? Who is scoring right now for the Mavericks? Do we know? Who was doing
it's
all the damage?
Guard. It's been the backup point guard, Green, made 2 back-to-back three-pointers from the top. So, shooting the ball well. You know what? They need him to shoot the ball well, Joe, because they need him to make those open threes. That's actually keeping him in this game. 16-11 for me.
Luka has three. Luka has three. Kyrie is 0-3 from the field and 0-3 from three-point land. That's just great. Unbelievable. P.J. Washington has two
bounds. He has to keep shooting. You know, that's a thing. I don't think we want to sell Kyrie just yet, because if they're going to win, he needs to keep shooting the ball and staying aggressive. I do think he'll get going.
Shoot or shoot. So I mentioned there through that total in regards to San Diego and Phillies. 9.5 was the total. It is now 9-2, top eight. Bottom eight right now, Marlins threatening. First and second. I believe it's one out. Let me just see here. Two outs. We'll see if they – I tell you, a nice homer would be great if the Marlins could tie this up. So 4-1, we'll see if they could get back in it. That total was 7 in regards to that. So we'll see how that plays out. And then 4-1 Pirates, bottom six. Toronto now added a run. So 5-2 Red Sox. That total was 7.5. They're almost through it. Top seven, nobody out. Mets up. Are you ready? On the Rangers. I didn't see this coming. Top three, 7-0. The Mets. That total was 8.5. Unbelievable. They're just shattering these totals right now. Dodgers only scored a run. Bottom one, 1-0 on the Rockies. So we'll see. I need runs aplenty. Hopefully they're rounding the bases as this night progresses. We'll see. What did you think of the hockey in regards to Edmonton? Matias jumping up 7-1, 8-1 last night. I don't put a lot of weight into it. They finally cracked Bobrovsky, and everybody's getting all excited. You know, McDavid and Draisaitl and Hyman. They still got an uphill battle, and I know they have one of the best offenses in terms of hockey. But I don't think there's any shot that they have any way to get back in it. I know that sounds crazy. I know it's hockey. We've seen, you know, the Panthers come down last year 3-1 against the Bruins, but they're +110 tomorrow night in Florida. But 5.5 is the in-game total. I think we go back to basics. I think it's Florida and the under again tomorrow night, and it wouldn't shock me if Bobrovsky bounces back with a big night.
You know what, Joe? I'm gonna go against you right here. You know why? Because when you win a game way that the Oilers won, and they also said that they felt like they were on the brink of figuring out the Florida Panthers in Game 3. So therefore, when you say that and then you win the game 8-1, obviously they found something that's worked. And you know, as well as I do, you know, you've been in a locker room. Doesn't matter what locker room you've been in, football, hockey, soccer, basketball, ping pong, whatever. You call it, you name it, that's what it is. When you figure something out, you're feeling better in that locker room and you're looking forward to the next game. Now, let's just say the Edmonton Oilers win Game 5. And, you know, now it's 3-2, and you're going back to Edmonton. You're going back to Edmonton. That's new life. That's a brand new life. You know what I mean? It's like that's something that you want. That's something that you could achieve. So, yeah, no, I do think this series is far from over, and I think that Game 5 is going to be insane. I think it's going to be one of the most intense games of the whole entire series, actually. And the Florida Panthers better be ready to come. How many Stanley Cups do the Florida Panthers have, Joe, where they could say, we know how to do this?
But wait a second. They were there last year, and again, they have a 3-0 lead, 3-1 now. And here's the thing. They have dominated the series up until last night. I mean, you know, you look at that game, and they broke out in a big way. But up until then, Bobrovsky's been phenomenal. We'll see now. Maybe that is a chink in the armor that he's given up basically 11 goals over the last two games. We'll see how it plays out. We're coming back with Hour 2 with Carver and Lisi.